This article. Designation of a replacement board. In the event the establishment of the board under this section is adjudged to be invalid for any reason by a court of competent jurisdiction, the council shall designate one or more city departments, agencies, boards, or commissions to perform the duties of the board prescribed by this article. Section 11. Petitions for individual rent adjustment, bases. A landlord or a tenant may file a petition with the board seeking adjustment, either upward or downward, of the rent for covered rental units in accordance with the standards set forth in this section, and using the procedures set forth in Section 12 herein and implementing regulations. A petition shall be on a form provided by the board and, if made by the landlord, shall include a declaration by the landlord that any and all covered rental units that are the subject of the petition comply with all requirements of this article. Petition for upward adjustment. Fair return. To effectuate the purposes of this article and the requirements of law, a landlord may file a petition for an upward adjustment of the rent to ensure a fair return at a particular property. It is the intent of this article that individual upward adjustments in rent be granted only when the landlord demonstrates that such adjustments are necessary to provide the landlord with a fair return for the property. The board may promulgate regulations to further govern petitions filed pursuant to this subsection in accordance with law and the purposes of this article. Prerequisites. No upward adjustment of rent shall be authorized by a hearing officer or the board under this subsection if the landlord has continued to fail to comply, after order of the board or other authority, with any provisions of this article or orders or regulations issued thereunder, or has failed to maintain the covered rental unit in compliance with California Civil Code Sections 1941.L et sec. And California Health and Safety Code Sections 17920.3 and 17920.10. Fair Return Standard. Presumption of fair base year net operating income. It shall be presumed that the net operating income received by the landlord for the property in the base year provided a fair return. Fair Return Standard. Maintenance of net operating income. A landlord has the right to obtain the net operating income equal to the base year net operating income for the property adjusted by 80%, 80% of the change in the consumer price index, CPI, as defined in Section 71 herein, since the base year. It shall be presumed this standard provides a fair return. The base year CPI shall be the annual CPI for calendar year 2016. The current year CPI shall be the annual CPI for the calendar year preceding the calendar year in which the application is filed. Base year. For the purposes of making fair return determinations pursuant to this section, the base year means the 2016 calendar year. In the event that a determination of the allowable rent is made pursuant to this section, if a subsequent petition is filed, the base year shall be the year that was considered as the current year in the prior petition. Adjustment of base year net operating income. The landlord may present evidence to rebut the presumption of fair return set forth in Section 11A2A based on at least one of the following findings. Exceptional expenses in the base year. The landlord's operating expenses for the property in the base year were unusually high or low in comparison to other years. In such instances, adjustments may be made in calculating operating expenses so the base year operating expenses reflect average expenses for the property over a reasonable period of time. Exceptional circumstances in the base year. The gross income for the property during the base year was disproportionately low due to exceptional circumstances. In such instances, adjustments may be made in calculating base year gross rental income to the extent required by law and consistent with the purposes of this article and any regulations issued by the board. Calculation of net operating income. Net operating income shall be calculated by subtracting operating expenses from gross rental income for the property. Gross rental income. Gross rental income shall include I. Gross rents calculated as gross rental income at 100% occupancy, adjusted for uncollected rents due to a vacancy and bad debts to the extent such vacancies or bad debts are beyond the control of the landlord. Uncollected rents in excess of 3% of gross rent for the property shall be presumed to be unreasonable unless established otherwise by the landlord and shall not be included in computing gross income. 2. All other income or consideration received or receivable in connection with the use or occupancy of the property, except as provided in subparagraph 11a6b below. Gross rental income shall not include I. utility charges for sub-meter gas, electricity or water, 2. charges for refuse disposal, sewer service, and other services which are either provided solely on a cost pass-through basis or are regulated by state or local law, 3. charges for laundry services, and IV storage charges. Operating expenses. Operating expenses shall include the following. Reasonable costs of operation and maintenance of the property. Management expenses. It shall be presumed that management expenses have increased by the percentage increase in rents or the CPI, whichever is greater, between the base year and the current year, unless the level of management services has either increased or decreased significantly between the base year and the current year. Utility costs, except a utility where the consideration of the income associated with the provision of the utility service is regulated by state law and consideration of the costs associated with the provision of the utility service is preempted by state law, or the utility income is not considered because it is collected on a cost pass-through basis. Real property taxes are an allowable expense, subject to the limitation that property taxes attributable to an assessment in a year other than the base year or current year shall not be considered in calculating base year and or current year operating expenses. License and registration fees required by law, to the extent these expenses are not otherwise paid or reimbursed by tenants. Landlord performed labor compensated at reasonable hourly rates. However, no landlord performed labor shall be included as an operating expense unless the landlord submits documentation showing the date, time, and nature of the work performed. There shall be a maximum allowed under this provision of 5% of gross income unless the landlord shows greater services were performed for the benefit of the residents. Legal expenses. Attorney's fees and costs incurred in connection with successful good faith attempts to recover rents owing, successful good faith unlawful detainer actions not in derogation of applicable law, legal expenses necessarily incurred in dealings with respect to the normal operation of the property, and reasonable legal expenses incurred in obtaining a rent increase pursuant to an individual rent adjustment petition. Said legal expenses shall be amortized over a 5-year period, unless the board concludes that a different period is more reasonable. At the end of the amortization period, the allowable monthly rent shall be decreased by any amount it was increased because of the application of this provision. Interest allowance for expenses that are amortized. An interest allowance shall be allowed on the cost of amortized expenses. The allowance shall be the interest rate on the cost of the amortized expense equal to the average rate for 30-year fixed rate on home mortgages plus 2%. The average rate shall be the rate Freddie Mac last published in its weekly primary mortgage market survey, PMMS, as of the date of the initial submission of the petition. In the event that this rate is no longer published, the board shall designate by regulations an index which is most comparable to the PMMS index. Costs of capital replacements. Operating expenses pursuant to Section 11A7 may include the costs of capital replacements plus an interest allowance to cover the amortization of those costs through a temporary upward adjustment of rent, where all of the following conditions are met. The costs, less any insurance proceeds or other applicable recovery, are averaged on a per unit basis for each rental unit actually benefited by the improvement. The costs are amortized over a period of not less than 36 months, and costs may be amortized over a longer period as determined by the board. The amortization period shall be in conformance with a schedule adopted by the board unless it is determined that an alternate period is justified based on the evidence presented in the hearing. The costs do not include any additional costs incurred for property damage or deterioration that result from any unreasonable delay in undertaking or completing any repair or improvement. The costs do not include costs incurred to bring the property into compliance with a provision of the Santa Cruz Municipal Code or state law where the original installation of the improvement was not in compliance with code requirements. At the end of the amortization period, the allowable monthly rent is decreased by any amount it was increased because of the application of this provision. Exclusions from operating expenses. Operating expenses shall not include the following: mortgage principal or interest payments or other debt service costs. Any penalties, fees, or interest assessed or awarded for violation of any provision of this article or of any other provision of law. Land lease expenses. Political contributions and payments to organizations, including trade groups, that engage in lobbying activities. Depreciation. Any expenses for which the landlord has been reimbursed by any utility rebate or discount, security deposit, insurance claim or settlement, judgment for damages, settlement or any other method or device. Unreasonable increases in expenses since the base year. Expenses associated with the provision of master meter gas and electricity services. Expenses that are attributable to unreasonable delays in performing necessary maintenance or repair work or the failure to complete necessary replacements. Adjustments to operating expenses. Base year and/or current year operating expenses may be averaged with other expense levels for other years or amortized or adjusted by the CPI or may otherwise be adjusted in order to establish an expense amount for that item which most reasonably serves the objectives of obtaining a reasonable comparison of base year and current year expenses. Assurance of a fair return. It shall be presumed that the MNOI methodology of determining appropriate rent increases provides a fair return. Nothing in this article shall preclude the board or hearing officer from granting an increase that is necessary in order to meet constitutional fair return requirements. Petition for downward adjustment. Failure to maintain habitable premises. A landlord's failure to maintain a covered rental unit in compliance with governing health and safety and building codes, including but not limited to California Civil Code Sections 1941.1 SEC and California Health and Safety Code Sections 17920.3 and 17920.10, constitutes an increase in rent. A tenant may file a petition with the board to adjust the rent downward based on a loss in rental value attributable to the landlord's failure to maintain the rental unit in habitable condition. The petition must specify the conditions alleged to constitute the failure to maintain the rental unit in habitable condition and demonstrate that the landlord was provided with reasonable notice and opportunity to correct the conditions that form the basis for the petition. Petition for downward adjustment. Decrease in housing services or maintenance. A decrease in housing services or maintenance, or deterioration of a covered rental unit beyond ordinary wear and tear, without a corresponding reduction in rent, is considered an increase in rent. A tenant may file a petition with the board to adjust the rent downward based on a loss in rental value attributable to a decrease in housing services or maintenance or deterioration of the rental unit. The petition must specify the circumstances alleged to constitute a decrease in housing services or maintenance, and demonstrate that the landlord was provided with reasonable notice and an opportunity to correct the conditions that form the basis for the petition. Petition for downward adjustment. Unlawful rent. If a landlord demands or retains rent in excess of the lawful rent pursuant to this article, a tenant may file a petition to adjust the rent to its lawful level. If such a petition is granted, the landlord shall be ordered to return any excessive rent charged to the tenant in violation of this article. Section 12. Petitions for individual rent adjustment. Procedures. The board shall promulgate regulations regarding procedures for petitions filed under this article. Petitions shall be governed by such regulations and by the provisions of this section. Hearing officer. A hearing officer appointed by the board shall conduct a hearing to act upon the petition, and shall have the power to administer oaths and affirmations, and to render a final decision on the merits of the petition, subject to the provisions of this article. Notice. The board shall notify the landlord if the petition was filed by the tenant, or the tenant, if the petition was filed by the landlord, of the receipt of such a petition and provide a copy thereof. Time of hearing. Each party to a petition shall receive sufficient advance notice of the bases, theories, and relevant documents to be presented by the other party, i.e., and of the time, date, and place of any hearing regarding the petition, which shall be set with reasonable regard to the availability and requirements of the parties. Developing the record. The hearing officer may require either party to a petition to provide any books, records, and papers deemed pertinent. If the hearing officer finds good cause to believe that a building or other inspection would assist in resolving the issues raised by the petition, the hearing officer may conduct an inspection and/or request the city to conduct an inspection. The tenant may request the hearing officer to order such an inspection prior to the date of the hearing. All documents required under this subsection shall be made available to the parties involved prior to the hearing. The parties to the hearing may be present during the inspection. Open hearings. All hearings conducted pursuant to this section shall be open to the public unless prohibited by state or federal law. Right of assistance. All parties to a hearing conducted pursuant to this section may have assistance in presenting evidence and developing their position from attorneys, legal workers, tenant association representatives, or any other persons designated by said parties. Hearing record. The board shall make available for inspection and copying any official record that shall constitute the exclusive record for decision on the issues at the hearing. The record of the hearing, or any part of one, shall be obtainable for the reasonable cost of copying. All hearings shall be audio or video recorded, as ordered by the hearing officer. Copies of the recording shall be available upon payment of a reasonable cost. Quantum of proof and notice of decision. No petition for individual rent adjustment, whether upward or downward, shall be granted unless supported by the preponderance of the evidence submitted prior to and at the hearing. All parties to a hearing shall be sent a notice of the decision and a copy of the findings of fact and law upon which said decision is based. At the same time, parties to the proceeding shall also be notified of their right to appeal to the board and/or to judicial review. Consolidation. Whether submitted by a landlord or tenant, s, all petitions pertaining to covered rental units at the same property may be consolidated for hearing upon a showing of good cause. Appeal. Any person aggrieved by the decision of the hearing officer may appeal to the full board for review. On appeal, the board shall affirm, reverse, or modify the decision of the hearing officer. The decision on appeal shall be based on the hearing record, or the board may elect to hear and/or find facts in addition to those presented to the hearing officer. Finality of decision. The decision of the hearing officer shall be the final decision of the board, unless an aggrieved party has timely sought an appeal to the board. The decision of the board on appeal shall be final unless an aggrieved party has timely sought judicial review pursuant to law. The decision of the hearing officer shall not be stayed pending appeal, however, in the event that the board on appeal reverses or modifies the decision of the hearing officer, the landlord, in the case of an upward adjustment in rent, or the tenant, in the case of a downward adjustment of rent, shall be ordered to make retroactive payments to restore the parties to the position they would have occupied had the hearing officer's decision been the same as that of the board. Time for decision. A final decision on any petition shall be made within a reasonable time. Decisions decreasing rent shall remain in effect until the landlord has corrected the defect warranting the decrease. The board shall, by regulation, establish procedures for making prompt compliance determinations. Fair return guaranteed. No provision of this article shall be applied so as to prohibit the board from granting an individual rent adjustment that is demonstrated by the landlord to be necessary to provide the landlord with a fair return. Section 13. Judicial Review. A landlord or tenant aggrieved by any action or decision of the board may seek judicial review pursuant to state law and this article and its implementing regulations. No action or decision by the board shall go into effect until any statutory time period for such review has expired. Section 14. Non-waivability. Any provision of a rental agreement, whether oral or written, which purports to waive any provision of this article established for the benefit of the tenant, shall be deemed to be against public policy and shall be void. Section 15. Remedies. In addition to any other remedies provided by law, landlords and tenants covered by this article shall have the following remedies for violations of this article. Landlord's demand for a retention of excessive rent. When a landlord demands, accepts, receives, or retains any payment or payments in excess of the lawful rent pursuant to this article and the regulations promulgated hereunder, including in violation of the provisions ensuring compliance with habitability standards and maintenance of housing services, the tenant may file a petition pursuant to sections 11 and 12. Petitions for individual rent adjustments or file a civil suit against the landlord. A landlord who demands, accepts, receives, or retains any payment of rent in excess of the lawful rent shall be liable to the tenant in the amount by which the payment or payments have exceeded the lawful rent. In such a case, the rent shall be adjusted to reflect the lawful rent pursuant to this article and its implementing regulations. Civil remedies. A tenant may bring a civil suit in the courts of the state alleging that a landlord has violated any of the provisions of this article or the regulations promulgated hereunder, including that the landlord has demanded, accepted, received, or retained a payment or payments in excess of the lawful rent. In a civil suit, a landlord found to violate this article shall be liable to the tenant for all actual damages, including but not limited to the damages described in subsection A herein. A prevailing tenant in a civil action brought to enforce this article shall be awarded reasonable attorney's fees and costs as determined by the court. Additionally, upon a showing that the landlord has acted willfully or with oppression, fraud, or malice, the tenant shall be awarded treble damages. No administrative remedy need be exhausted prior to filing suit pursuant to this subsection. Defense to action to recover possession. A landlord's failure to comply with any of the provisions of this article or regulations promulgated hereunder may be raised as an affirmative defense in an unlawful detainer or other action brought by the landlord to recover possession of the rental unit. Any and all violations of this article by the landlord shall constitute such an affirmative defense, including but not limited to the demand or retention of payment in excess of the lawful rent, failure to serve any of the notices required pursuant to this article on the tenant or the board, failure to conform such notices to the requirements of this article, failure to pay the rental housing fee, failure to pay any required relocation assistance, and a decrease in housing services or maintenance without a corresponding reduction in rent. It is the intent of this article to construe this subsection to the broadest extent permissible under the law to ensure maximum compliance with this article and avoid unlawful evictions. Remedies not exclusive. The remedies available in this article are not exclusive and may be used cumulatively with any other remedies in this article or otherwise available at law. Criminal penalties. Any landlord that violates this article shall be guilty of a misdemeanor and shall be punished in accordance with section 4.04.010 of the Municipal Code. Jurisdiction. The appropriate court in the jurisdiction in which the rental unit is located shall have jurisdiction over all actions brought under this article. Section 16. INJUNCTIVE and other civil relief. The board, tenants, and landlords may seek relief from the appropriate court in the jurisdiction where the affected rental unit is located to enforce any provision of this article or its implementing regulations, or to restrain or enjoin any violation of this article and of the rules, regulations, orders, and decisions of the board. Section 17. Partial invalidity. If any provision of this article or application thereof to any person or circumstances is held invalid, this invalidity shall not affect other provisions or applications of this article that can be given effect without the invalid provision or application, and to this end the provisions of this article are declared to be severable. This article shall be liberally construed to achieve the purposes of this article and to preserve its validity. Section 18. Supersedes. This article supersedes any conflicting provisions of a municipal ordinance covering the area of rents, evictions, relocation assistance, or other matters specifically addressed herein. However, nothing in this subsection shall be construed to restrict the authority of the City Council to enact or retain complementary or non-conflicting provisions of municipal ordinances or take other such actions within its powers, where such ordinances or actions are designed to comply with or further the terms and purposes of this article. In the event any other ballot initiative addressing in whole or in part the same subject matter as this article is approved by a majority of the voters voting thereon at the same election, the following provisions shall apply. This charter amendment shall supersede and prevail over any initiative ordinance which amends the city code, regardless of the number of affirmative votes received, and if this article receives a greater number of affirmative votes than any other such proposed charter amendment, including one that would provide that property owners have the right to set the price at which they rent residential property, then this article shall control in its entirety and the other proposed charter amendment shall be rendered void and without any legal effect, and if this article receives fewer affirmative votes than any other such proposed charter amendment, including one that would provide that property owners have the right to set the prices at which they rent residential property, all provisions of this article which are not directly contradicted by the initiative receiving a greater number of affirmative votes will apply to the extent permitted by law. Section 19. Conflicting Charter Provisions. To the extent that any of the provisions of this article conflict with other provisions of the Santa Cruz City Charter, the provisions of this article shall govern. This article, however, is not intended to revise, repeal, or supersede any other provisions of the Santa Cruz City Charter with respect to matters not addressed herein. As such, this article shall have the effect of amending the Santa Cruz City Charter as necessary for the board to exercise its authority and fulfill its responsibilities as specifically identified herein, but this article shall not otherwise amend the City Charter with respect to the powers and limitations of other boards and commissions. Section 20. Codification. The city clerk and the city attorney shall take all steps necessary to ensure the proper and efficient codification of this article into the Santa Cruz City Charter. This authority shall include making any necessary revisions to numbering, revising or substituting any references herein to other provisions of Santa Cruz or state law, and similar non-substantive items. In exercising this authority, the city clerk and city attorney shall not alter the substantive provisions of this article nor take any action that contradicts the express terms and purpose of this article. Section 21. Duty to defend. The city attorney shall take all steps necessary to zealously defend against any legal challenges to the validity of this article. If the city attorney is unable or unwilling to defend, an interested third party may intervene to defend. Any third party that defends this article shall be entitled to court-awarded attorney's fees and costs. Section 22. Majority Approval, Effective Date, Execution. This amendment to the Santa Cruz City Charter shall be effective only if approved by a majority of the voters voting thereon and shall go into effect 10 days after the vote is declared by the City Council. The mayor and city clerk are hereby authorized to execute this article to give evidence of its adoption by the voters.